Today, we'd like to see Book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 21 through 43, under the title of Saul and Peter. To online religious multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 22, but Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Why did Saul increase strength, and why were the Jews confounded? Question 2, in verse 27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. To a new believer, what does he or she need? Last question, what did Paul preach at Damascus, and what is the purpose of Peter's healing? First of all, we want to see a brief background. After Saul was converted to a Christian, he preached. Book of Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord. Saul was a severe persecutor, went to the high priest and asked the letters from him. So Saul got permission to persecute, arrest Christians to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. But he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ appearing at the light. Verse 19, so when he had received the food, he was strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately, Saul preached to Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Christ is the Son of God. Then verse 21, then all who heard were amazed and said, is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priest in Jerusalem? Basically, audience did not believe Saul's the preaching, which is genuine. So the Saul might bring Christians to be sent to chief priest in Jerusalem. But, verse 22, but Saul increased all the more in strength. How come? Because Saul had a faith in Jesus. Verse 20, Saul already preached Jesus is the Son of God. So he believed that Jesus, the Son of God. Also, he trusted Jesus. Also, verse 22 here, who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this is Jesus is the Christ, T-H-E, that Christ, as the Old Testament prophesies. Saul was an extreme well-known scholar over Old Testament scriptures because Saul was trained by Gamaliel. Book of Acts chapter 5 and verse 34, a teacher of the Lord trained Gamaliel. Gamaliel, the teacher of the Lord, trained Saul. That's why Saul knew Old Testament scripture very well. So here, Jesus is a dead Christ as Old Testament prophesied, dead Messiah as Old Testament prophesied. So then, the Jews confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus because the Jews were confused. Because Saul was a former persecutor, now a preacher. That's why the Jews who lived in Damascus got confused when Saul was preaching. Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is the Christ. Verse 23, now after many days were passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. So the Jews thought Saul as a betrayer. So Jews plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples, here the disciples, simply born-again Christians, took him by night and let Saul down through the wall in a large basket. Also, Saul sent a letter to Corinthians Christians. Saul mentioned he was escaped. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 32 and 33. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, was gathering the city of the Damascus with a garrison. Garrison means a jailer, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. So Saul mentions he was escaped through basket. So in 2 Corinthians. Verse 26, and when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, because all people thought that Saul was a severe persecutor. Did not believe that he was a disciple. He was a born-again Christian. Galatians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19, verses 25-26, actually a three-year time gap between verses 25 and 26. In reference of Galatians chapter 1, verse 17 to 19, nor did I go up to Jerusalem, Saul said, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remained with him 15 days, but I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. So basically, Saul was converted. He went to Arabia. So for 3 years, he was alone. Actually, he received the gospel grace, the gospel of grace from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then after 3 years, he went to Jerusalem to see Peter. So he met Peter. So he stayed for 15 days. Then James only. So Saul met Peter and James, not other apostles. Then verse 27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, because everybody didn't believe that Saul was a converted Christian. So therefore Barnabas, so as an introducer, took him and brought him to the apostle. And he declared, or he introduced them how he had seen the Lord. So how he had seen the Lord, there is book of Acts chapter 9 verse 3, they explain here. And he journeyed, Saul journeyed, Saul came near Damascus to arrest Christians. And suddenly a light shone around Saul from heaven. Verse 4, then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Saul said, who are you, Lord? Right here, Lord. Immediately, Saul accepted Jesus as the Lord. Then the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. That's indicating it's hard, you know, to destroy the truth to Jesus. It would have been possible. Verse 6, so he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. Then verse 20, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that Jesus is the Christ in that way. So we see how he had seen the Lord, chapter 9, verse 3. He had spoken, Jesus had spoken to him, chapter 9, verses 4 to 6, how Saul had preached boldly at Damascus. That is chapter 9, verse 20 and 22. Then 28. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and disputed against the Hellenists. Hellenist is Grecians, but they attempted to kill him. Here, Hellenist argument position is weak. That's why they wanted to kill Saul. Because Saul already knew Old Testament scripture a lot. Then is he reconstructed older Testament scripture with the gospel of grace. So the Grecians or Hellenists could not, you know, win over argument with Saul. When the brethren, here brethren meaning Christian brothers, found out, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Tarsus is Saul's hometown. So Saul stayed for 7 years at his home. 7 years at his home. That time is he had a learning process, already known knowledge of Old Testament scriptures, and plus the gospel of grace, plus so Paul's epistles, you know, to come out in the New Testament. So verse 31, then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had a peace. Now is the time of peace. So one contributor, big persecutor, who was a Saul, became a Christian. So that is one big contributor, the time of peace for the churches, were edified and working in the fear of the Lord and in comfort of the Holy Spirit. They were multiplied. The early churches were growing. Verse 32, now it came, now Peter's ministry, healing ministry. So now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, and Peter also came down to the saints or believers or disciples or Christian, born Christians, the saints who dwelt in Lydda. Lydda is close to Jerusalem. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. So Aeneas suffered palsy, paralyzed for 8 years. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus the Christ healed you. So basically, let Jesus heal Aeneas, not Peter heal Aeneas. So we see, you know, Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, you know, Jesus' three main ministry. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, number one, teaching in their synagogues, number two, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, number three, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So we can do healing ministry. How? By prayer in Jesus' name. So basically, we pray to Jesus to heal particular ill person. So here, Jesus Christ healed you. So let Jesus Christ heal you, arise and make you bed. Then he arose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Sharon city saw him and turned to the Lord. So here, healing purpose always turn to the Lord, not instrument draw glory or raise a fund, no such thing. So healing purpose always close to the Lord, to turn to God. So that's the purpose, verse 35, turn to the Lord. Then verse 36, right here, another healing, actually raised the dead body. At Joppa, there was a certain, Joppa is a harbor city, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha. Joppa, a harbor city at the Mediterranean Sea, 2 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 16, and we will cut wood from Lebanon as much as you need. We will bring it to you in wrappers by sea to Joppa, and you will carry it up to Jerusalem. So Joppa was introduced for Solomon's building temple. So at that time, Lebanon is sent out to draft over wooden on the sea, through the sea to Joppa, the harbor city. Also, Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, the Jonah escaped to Joppa from disobedience of God here. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So we know that Jonah was eaten by a big fish for 3 days and three nights. So that is the story's initial harbor city, Joppa 2. Then is here a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translate Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds. Basically, in this chapter, talking of charitable deeds such as tunics and garments for widow. Verse 39 talk about. So she made tunics and pants and clothing for widows, which is she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room or upper chamber. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Simply, Peter, come here quickly. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping. All widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made for widows while she was with them. But Peter put them all out. Why? Peter put them all out? Because they might interrupt the Peter's praying or talking with the dead body for prayer. Mark chapter 5, verse 42. Peter doesn't want to be interrupted by different spirits. That's why he asked, put them all out, like Jesus healing, Mark chapter 5, verse 42. And they ridiculed Jesus because Jesus said, she's not dead, but asleep. That's why the follower ridiculed Jesus. But when Jesus had put them all outside, Jesus also had put them all outside. He took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then Jesus took the child by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. So here, but Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. Prayed meaning, let Jesus heal or rise him up, or rise her up. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. Very similar to Jesus healing a little girl. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, the Christians and widows, he presented her alive, and it became known throughout all Joppa. And many believed on the Lord. Again, the healing purpose, many believed on the Lord, turned to the Lord, not drawing the instrument's glory or raise a fund. No, not so. Many believed on the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner. So let's see it's a question answer. question 1 in verse 22. But Saul increased all the more in strength. Why? Because of Saul's faith. So more in strength. Audience did not believe Saul's conversion, but Saul increased the strength more based upon his undoubting faith in Jesus, the Son of God, and the Christ. Then compounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus. Why? Because the Jews were confused because Saul was a former severe persecutor. Now is a preacher, so that's why Jews were confounded. Question 2, in verse 27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostle, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the Lord, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. To a new believer, what does he or she needs? Introduce. Unless introduce a new believer, the body of Christ wouldn't know who is a new believer, is a Christian or a part of the body of Christ. That's why a new believer needs introducer or helper. So, last question 3, what did Saul preach at Damascus? Verse 20, Jesus is the Son of God, and verse 22, Jesus is the Christ. What is the purpose of Peter's healing? Peter's healing, verse 35, indicate turn to the Lord, and verse 42, many believed on the Lord. So healing, always a purpose, turn to the Lord, close to the Lord. Not, any human merit at all. Because actually Jesus did it, not, human being did it. That's very logical. So that's his answer. Let's pray together with the Lord's Prayer. Then we'll finish today's Bible study.